This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This year has started through the first 3 weeks. I have a really hard time blaming human beings for injuries on a football field, but I also have a really hard time dismissing data like that. And I don't have any answers here. I can't figure out what that is, but it feels like something.
It's absolutely something, and that's why they changed their strength and conditioning program a few years ago, because it's a problem that has been going on. It's been a trend, and when you look at the different types of injuries, we talked about this last week. To me, if you're dealing with soft tissue injuries, pulled muscles, muscle strains, things of that nature, a lot of times that comes down to strength and conditioning. When you have a player like Nick Bosa tear his ACL on an ill-suited MetLife Stadium turf, that to me you can't put on anybody other than Roger Goodell and the National Football League for allowing these players to play on surfaces that are patently unhealthy for them to play on. But when you look at the pattern and you look at the trend over time, if you're constantly among the teams suffering the most injuries, it's got to be more to it than just bad luck.
But I don't know. Like, I could guess. Like, it sounds funny to say that the 49ers play a physical brand of football because everybody is hitting and tackling. Like, it's all incredibly physical. Sterling Shepard, my goodness, last night, tore his ACL or did something there to that knee that's really, really bad. And all he was doing was jogging down the field. So everything is incredibly physical. But we do know the 49ers even pride themselves on physicality, on the physical end of physical, if you will. They run the ball more than most teams. They've got a star player like Debo Samuel, who's the anti-Isaac Bruce. He's not going to fall down. He's not going to run out of bounds. He's going to try to truck you between your shoulder blades. And it feels like Debo, like he was on Sunday night, a few times a year, he's going to be down on the field, and hopefully he gets up most of them. But I don't know if it's that.
It's a piece of it, I think.
That's the first thing that comes to mind, and I don't know what you do about that. What are you going to do, coach your team to be less physical?
Well, when it's you run the ball a lot, too, you know, running plays are generally going to be more injury-producing than passing plays, because when you throw a passing route, even if you throw it over the middle, let's talk about a square in or a slant, at most, you're going to get hit by three guys, let's say, on a play over the middle. Maybe the linebacker, the safety, and the corner, they all converge and you get hit. When you run the ball inside the tackles, you're likely to get contacted by upwards of five different players, and that's where I think you're more susceptible to a variety of injuries. So if you're going to run the ball more than other teams, and that's where Baltimore last year was the most injured team in the National Football League. What do they do more than anybody other than the Niners? They run the football.
Well, and it was their running backs who got hurt. I mean, J.K. Dobbins, obviously, that was right. That was a terrible, terrible injury. I actually don't know the data on what you're saying. Is a running play more dangerous than a passing play? It is for running backs.
Right.
But like an offensive lineman and a defensive
run.
I don't know that. And again, we're talking across the board. All players on the field. Is a passing play safer than a running play? I don't know. Offensive linemen would probably be like hell. Every play stinks, right? We're just banging ourselves against the another human being the whole time. So I don't know. But there's got to be something going on here. We can't just flip it in the air and go, bad luck, can we?
No, I don't think so. And I'm just looking at your stats here from Football Outsiders.
Yeah.
They looked at the most AGL, average games lost, per 16 games over the last 20 years.
Yes.
The Niners had the third worst year in 2020 over the last 20 years.
Of all years.
Five of the 10 worst years due to injury were suffered by teams who play their home games at MetLife Stadium.
Wow.
The Jets are on there twice. The Giants are on there thrice. So I do think there are some field factors that come into play.
No doubt.
And I know the Niners don't have that, although the Niners lost three guys in like a quarter in their trip to MetLife Stadium last time they went there.
Oh, it was brutal. Absolutely brutal. And then, you know, through the years, if you're going over the last 20 years, there are fields that have turf. There are fields that are natural grass. That's very different. I think the league has finally started to move away from what, you know, the former artificial turf that we used to know, which was often described by NFL players as playing on your front asphalt. You know what I mean? Like that. So yes, there are all kinds of factors, but the 49ers don't have an obvious one like that. Yet somehow end up as one of the most injured teams every single year.
I think the obvious one is the one you just pointed out, which is the physicality with which they play. I'm looking at their average games lost, according to Football Outsiders, by unit last year. The offense ranked 19th. The defense ranked 29th. So that's to say the defense suffered the fourth most injuries, the average games lost, due to the way the defense plays. We know that back to the Robert Saleh days, all gas, no break.
Yep.
The DeMeco Ryans defense, what do we say about, you know, going back to Dante Hittner and Hufanga? He plays physically. The linebackers, Nick Bosa is a physical player. It's a very physical defense, and offensively, they do look for contact. Debo Samuel led the league last year in yards after contact. So I think when you play a physical style, you are going to sustain more injuries.
JT O'Sullivan in 15 minutes. What about this? Driving around yesterday, and I hear...
Is Abe driving and you're in the passenger seat?
No, we don't do that in the daylight hours. We wait till there's nobody on the road.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Has he been out on the road yet?
Yes.
Any freeway time yet?
No.
Okay, we're not. It's okay. Baby steps. It's not a race.
Yeah, no. Sometimes you're like, people have asked him, why are you driving at 10:15 at night? I'm like, because we're waiting for everybody else to go home. Right now, we're going to start out with don't hit anybody else.
And then
we'll go from there.
That's good.
So yeah, he's so no. This was earlier in the day. This was during Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto and their radio program. And I'm listening to Damon put it all of it. Your blame pie is 100% Kyle Shanahan.
And I'll just tell you right now, the 49ers aren't wasting this defense on a rookie quarterback. The 49ers aren't wasting this defense on Jimmy Garoppolo. 49ers might be wasting this defense on Kyle Shanahan. And if that's what's going on here, we got a problem that is too big to overcome without radically redoing a lot of things.
So, you can certainly have that opinion, and that's fine. But he said one thing that I wanted to bring back, because what he also said was, I'm listening to people put up the all 22 and they're showing all the wide open receivers that Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't see. And Damon goes on to say, well, whose fault is that? That too is Kyle Shanahan's fault, because in 5 years, how have you not coached Jimmy Garoppolo to be able to see the receivers? And I thought to myself, and I asked you this morning, I go, hey, remind me, how old are Damon's kids?
I think 3 and 1.
Perfect.
Somewhere in there.
That's
maybe
what I thought.
4 and 2.
And my guess is Damon is going to change his opinion on Kyle Shanahan, but he may not do it for a decade. Because his kids, his 1 and his 3-year-old, someday are going to be 11 and 13. And at 11 and 13.
21 and 19.
Yeah, there you go. Know this. You can coach them up all you want, and it doesn't mean they're just going to go out there and do what you tell them to do. Am I supposed to take from this opinion that we can just put anybody with arm talent out there, and if you give me 5 years to talk to him, he's going to go be a successful NFL quarterback? Are you telling me that Joe Montana and Steve Young and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers don't have a special gift? It's just that somebody coached them up. Like, you can't just tell Jimmy, hey, Jimmy, go see it. He doesn't see it.
But he's got to learn to see it, and he's got to get better at
it.
No. I don't think that that's something you either see or you don't see. You can get better as a quarterback.
Of course.
And Jimmy G has not gotten better as a quarterback.
And Matt Maiocco's got a great article out right now that talks about that fact.
That
in 5 years, he's not gotten better.
Maiocco says his 2017 stint was the best of Jimmy. So that's on Jimmy, but it's also on Kyle Shanahan. Because as the coach, you do have to have your player get better.
See, I don't see it as on Kyle Shanahan because a year and a half ago, Kyle said, you know what? This dude doesn't get better. He's out. But we're here based on circumstance. And I know a lot of you want to respond to that going, it's Kyle's fault that we're here. Fine. I hear you and I've heard you. But Kyle did move on from Jimmy. He did decide.
Kind of.
He did. Kind of. Three first rounders. He did.
But then he went back to him and restructured his contract. He didn't fully move on from him. Jimmy Garoppolo is starting as the Niners quarterback. If you move on from somebody.
But he didn't hire him as a starter. He hired him as a backup.
I had a job in this town on another radio station.
You did?
I slid a letter across the desk. I moved on from that radio station. And that's me moving on. Then I went to another radio station. They moved on from me, but not really because...
Then they restructured
me. God, I wish they wouldn't have, but I came back, and here I am.
But we had this conversation about the exact same thing the other day. They did not bring you back in the exact same position.
No, but they didn't move on from me.
No, but they didn't ask you to come back and do your former role. They brought you back and asked you to do a different role.
They asked me to be a backup, and then the starter got hurt, and then now I'm the starter again. And so it's the exact same thing as Jimmy Garoppolo.
Except for in your case, a completely different head coach made that decision. So
a couple head coaches ago, frankly.
All right, so let's talk.
The Tom Sula figure. We had a Tom Sula era here, too, which sure we will discuss.
So speaking of the head coach, because I've also had this. Has anyone brought up the name Sean Payton to you in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. So what about Sean? Would you rather just have Sean Payton as the head coach of the 49ers? That came up on Damon and Ratto's show with Michael Irvin.
I don't know that I'm willing to trade Kyle Shanahan for Sean Payton right now. For your situation, to be totally honest with you, and for your talent. It works, that system, for that talent. You start tinkering around with systems and talent, you can almost get that mess. I know they just beat you, but it looked like a mess right there in Denver.
This cracks me up that we do this. Why is Sean Payton a great coach? Answer that for me.
Because he won and because he had a great quarterback.
Ah, okay, so correct. Which of those is more important, or which one led to the other?
Probably having Drew Brees led to...
Thank you.
I mean, once Drew Brees was gone and he had, you know, Taysom Hill and the rest of it, it wasn't so successful.
Listen, NFL coaches are incredibly important. This is Bill Walsh's city. We understand that. But by the same token, don't get it confused. Tom Brady just told you who's more important between the quarterback and the coach. If you got a great quarterback, and we can blame Kyle, and there is absolutely accountability here for the fact that the 49ers don't have a great quarterback. So that part is fine. But let's stop acting like coaches. Oh, my gosh, he just came in here, and all of a sudden they started winning. They just had little Billy be quarterback, but the coach was so great that they beat all of the other teams in the NFL. Doesn't work that way.
Sean
Payton's great because he had Drew Brees. That's why Sean Payton's great.
McVay got better when he went from Jared Goff to Matthew Stafford.
Bring in Payton and give him Jimmy. What do you think is going to happen? The same thing. In fact, I think it probably gets worse.
Well, I don't think he would have the same patience for Jimmy as Kyle Shanahan has had.
Kyle didn't have very much patience for Jimmy. He fired him.
Well, then he rehired him. Well, you always say that he fired him.
He did.
But then he rehired him. You always leave that out. Because now he's the starting quarterback.
But
so
that's not what he hired him to do.
Whatever. We can have this argument every day until the cows come home. You're so flat, patently wrong. It drives me bananas.
Like, I could not be more resolute in how right I am on this. He was not hired to be the starter.
But he was hired to be the backup who is the starter, who's one play away from being the starter.
Yes, but that now we're going to hold on every coach's head across the NFL who they've hired as their backup. We don't even know who the backup is.
Cooper Rush was hired to be the backup, and now he's the starter, and now we have a quarterback controversy in Dallas.
Do we? Because I'll
bet
you a bajillion dollars that as soon as Dak's healthy, he's quarterback in that team.
Do you have a bajillion dollars? Because if Dallas continues to win And you're talking about,
I don't even know if that exists. Is there a bajillion?
I think it's more than a trillion. I think it's trillion, quadrillion, then you get the bajillion.
Listen, the bottom line is the bottom line, okay? He was not hired to be the starter.
Bottom line is he is the starter.
Yeah, but it was not hired to be that, and it is very, very relevant.
It's wildly irrelevant.
I sat here on this chair while you were gone and questioned the move to bring Jimmy back.
Was Jeff Wilson Jr. signed to be the starting running back?
No.
He wasn't even signed to be a running back. He was a special teamer.
Correct.
And now he's your featured back.
Right. And so if the running back situation was awful, we would be saying one of two things. Either get somebody else in there.
They need somebody
else. But we would not be going like, I can't believe this Jeff Wilson guy. I can't believe they made the decision. He's an undrafted free agent who was not asked to be the starter.
But he is the starter.
We're not going to hold people accountable for that. It's like I said, Bill Belichick this weekend in Green Bay. I'm not holding you accountable if you lose that game. Of course you're going to lose that game. Brian Hoyer against Aaron Rodgers.
You find a way to get it done.
Are you going to hold Bill Belichick accountable?
You're supposedly the best coach in the National Football League. Exactly.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're not. And no one is.
So why show up then? I mean, why even fly to Green Bay?
They'll show up, but we're not going to hold him accountable as if he had his full complement, as if he had his starter. We're not.
Got to hold him accountable. Everyone gets held accountable. Otherwise, don't even go to Green Bay.
No, that's not what I said. Of course you go. Of course you try. But that's not how this situation works. We're acting like Kyle Shanahan didn't move on, and he did. Facts.
He tried to move on.
He did.
He couldn't find a taker, so he didn't move on.
No, he had Trey Lance.
And he iced him on the field and didn't have him in meetings and didn't give him a playbook. Listen, and then went back hat in hand and said, oh, Jimmy, now we need you,
bro. No. I hated it then. There's a piece of me that hates it now, but Kyle Shanahan sat there in front of everybody and made sure that everyone said, Trey Lance is our starter. This is not the plan. We can't hang that on. That's not fair.
Who's starting Monday night?
Don't do that. That's like, that. You can't play exact words.
Absolutely.
No.
Jimmy Garoppolo is their starter.
Okay, so the Patriots wanted Brian Hoyer to be their starter.
No, but they have Brian Hoyer in case... Mac Jones got hurt. Now Brian Hoyer is the starter.
Can't tell. Which side of your mouth do you want me to listen to?
Straight out the middle.
Yeah, no.
Brian Hoyer is their starter.
No, he's not.
Who's starting Sunday? Thank you.
So,
yes.
So Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback for the Jets.
He might not lose his job, quite frankly.
Yes, he will. Zach Wilson's starting this week.
Zach Wilson's terrible.
Everybody has hired someone to be their starter, and they've hired someone to be your backup, and sometimes you got to use your backup.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.